This is Perspectives, a weekly public affairs presentation by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 99.7 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. On this edition of Perspectives, we chat with the president of the Community Foundation of the Holland Zeeland area, Mike Orhouse. The announcement was made last month of your decision to step down after a very successful tenure as president of the Community Foundation of the Holland Zeeland area. There is an important letter that's on the webpage at cfhz.org. You can get to a link on that. But since you published that letter and since the announcement was made, can you shed any light as to, A, what led the decision, and B, what will Mike Orhouse be doing, say, on December 2nd, 2024, or 23?
It's a big decision. And for me personally, of course, but also for the organization, leadership transitions are they happen, right? I mean, I wasn't going to be the president forever, but you do have to navigate them well and thoughtfully and intentionally. And so some people, they don't always appreciate this answer because they want to know, they feel like there's got to be more. But the simple answer is I was ready to pursue something different. And it's not anything about the Holland Zeeland Foundation in any sort of negative way at all. I love this. I mean, I could do this forever. I mean, this is just my calling in so many ways. It's a perfect fit for me and my skill set. I also think I'm making a difference in my community, which is what I love. And I think people appreciate the different ways I show up. So things are going great. Things are going awesome. But I've been here 11 years now. And thinking about the different ways that I could make a difference in this world, you start to think about, is there a different seat, a different angle, a different approach? Can I push myself to grow and learn in some new ways? Not that I'm not learning it every single day here at the Holland Zeeland Foundation, but, push myself and to see what else I could do with my skills. And so I started thinking about that and really through a discernment process did feel like I was being called to make that transition. The other thing that's true about that is, I want to do this well. So I'm going to be here until the new president starts. I mean, it'll take some time to identify a new president, have them join the team. And so I wanted to give the board some runway to do that and be here until the new president starts. I also want to take a little bit of time off. These leadership roles take a lot of effort and energy and sacrifice from family and personally as well. So this is kind of there's really a full year to this, from when I first started telling my board to when it got public, to we'll identify a new president, till I do a nice smooth handoff to the new president, take a couple, 2-3 months off to hang out with my wife and kids and take care of myself. And really it'll be next summer before I start what's next. So the cool part is, that is going to be an amazing season. I think we're going to do this really well and we're thoughtfully, intentionally. And it also means that I don't have the next thing lined up because if anyone was looking to hire somebody, they would not probably want to wait till next August. So this is going to be a season of trust for me. And I believe there's opportunities out there where I can make a difference in the world. And I'm going to explore those. I'm going to explore what those possibilities could be over the next 3 to 6 months or so. And by the spring, I would anticipate having a plan for what's next. I really honestly don't know what's next. I know I want to make an impact, but there's a lot of different ways you can do that. It doesn't have to be in the foundation world or just in the nonprofit world. There's a lot of different ways you can make an impact in this world. And so I'm excited. I don't know, but I'm like everyone else. I'm excited to see what's going to come next.
I equate that to, as a believer, being called to a mission. And, you don't know where he's going to lead you.
Yeah. And in fairness, Gary, I am a person of faith. As a Christian, a lot of this was trying to listen to God's will in my life and prayed a lot about it. And there were multiple times that I felt like, that can't really be the plan. I'm a person who likes to control things, and I have never had less control over my future direction than I do right now, because I don't know what's next. But I feel super called. That is what God wanted me to do. And so I'm trying to listen, trying to be faithful, and I trust that he's got a plan that I may not even have any clue about that may be out there.
from somebody from the outside looking in, during your 11 years as president, there's probably things you were maybe very appreciative of, felt rewarded the most, and that might not have gotten a lot of publicity. But from an outside observer, I think during your tenure, I think the one thing that I will remember the most about your tenure was in the months after the COVID-19 outbreak came out, careottawacounty.org. I really think you, in terms of the CFHZ, your efforts, and other nonprofits, stepping up big time to fill the need was your, to me, was your shining moment.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Gary. I'll never forget it. I will tell you that. And it is something I am quite proud of. So thank you for saying something. I think for whatever reason, I can't fully describe it. And it was not just me. There were others as well. But, you know, when a moment like that hits, you know, some people kick into high gear and some people, you know, can get really kind of hesitant in a moment where everything's changing. No one knows up from down, left from right. Information was changing by the day. You know, honestly, going back to that gives a little PTSD, right? I mean, you literally every day there was new information, what you can do, can't do, where to go, what's going on. And I just really, I felt like the Kiwi Foundation was here for that moment. And my team, my board, donors, you know, myself as well, we stepped up and we just went after it. So thank you for saying something. I do think we made a difference, even if one of the, you know, main differences we made was we created an opportunity for people to engage in a moment where people were feeling helpless, feeling a little hopeless, feeling, you know, what's going on. I think we created an opportunity for people to take that moment and respond either financially or with their time or just feeling engaged and plugged in. Instead of sitting there and letting the world happen to us, we went out and tried to do something. And I think that's a human spirit thing. I think when you're feeling a little down, like you just want to do something to make it better and try to make improvements. I think we created a platform for that, which was remarkable. So I will say one thing you mentioned as you were saying about things that maybe got unnoticed or things that I most appreciated. If I may, I will share that there's a lot of talk about our community being a very generous place. It is very true. Very, very, very generous community. But what I found most humbling during my 11 years at the Community Foundation is there's a whole lot of people who kind of just go about their daily business, but do it in ways where they really prioritize others. And it sometimes is in the forms of dollar gifts and charitable gifts. But there's also many, many other ways that don't always get headlines and stories and, you know, lots of zeros and whatever, of which, you know, ways that people manage their companies, ways that people show up for their neighbors, ways that people step up for people they don't even know. And I think that is I will never forget that some of the conversations I've had in people's living rooms where I was privileged to find out about some of the ways that they've made the world a better place and things that they're proud of, but they're not going to go and, you know, toot the horn about it. But I've been privileged to hear a whole lot of really cool ways that people have cared for others throughout their lifetimes or been cared for themselves in ways that I am very proud of this community. And some I've asked, can I share the story? And they've said, no, you know, not willing to do that. But I wish I could. I wish I could, because there's things out there that people don't even know about that are happening in this town. And so that is a gift to be able to have access to some of those stories and hear how people think. It makes me just want to go out and do everything. Like, these people are amazing and inspiring. So I will miss that. And hopefully whatever I'm doing next, I hope it includes some element of that, because I would deeply miss being a part of conversations with people at their best when they're using their time, talent, and treasure to make a difference in the world.
The words of Mike Gorhaus, the outgoing president of the Community Foundation of the Holland-Zeeland area. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 99.7 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join us again next week at this time for more Perspectives.